Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. There are plenty of countries that still tolerate shark fishing in their territorial waters. Since sharks do not care about boundaries, they venture into these territories and get killed. The question that must be raised is if the international community that is against some type of fishing can or should be allowed to interfere despite that they do not have a legal claim to do so. My opinion? Absolutely. The oceans cover 2/3 of our planet's surface, not to mention the volume from the surface down to the deepest depth. So if one nation dumps poison into it, it won't just kill marine life in their territorial waters, but wherever the poison is carried by currents, atmospheric pressure systems like hurricanes, and so on. So that means we should be allowed to disregard a nation's claim that only they can decide what goes on in our waters and what not. We reach a point in the destruction of our world where only a joint approach may be able to avoid the total collapse. We see the efforts taken against global warming. There, we see half summits that are attained by world leaders. There as well, it's not just one nation who fights the fight, but many nations come together and fight together for the cause. And with the atmosphere, the oceans need a joint venture as well to prevent the inevitable, the collapse of the marine realm. Global warming seems to be the core problem this world faces today, but is it really? How about the destruction of the marine realm? What will happen if a total collapse occurs? Just think about what happens with the top layers of the oceans, let's say the top 20 meters where all the algae grow. What if those algae get destroyed? You think nothing? Well, the opposite. Everything will then be destroyed since any life on this planet is directly or indirectly linked to the growth and life of algae. Depending on the paper you cite, up to 60% or even more of our oxygen stems from those algae. It's not the rainforest that covers large parts of the land who produces most oxygen. No, it's the ocean and in it, the algae. But algae cannot just produce oxygen from nothing, they absorb carbon dioxide in the same amount. Would that cease to exist, then all the carbon dioxide that is produced would remain in the atmosphere, and we all know what that will cause. Yes, it increases global warming. So focusing on the well-being of our oceans is not just crucial, it makes a difference between life and death. And there lies the problem, as we all know. Too many countries have direct access to the ocean, hence claim territorial waters, and due to their sovereign status, are pretty much untouchable. Just think about Taiji in Japan, or the killing of sharks through the government of Western Australia for making beaches safer. Yeah, right. So, in Japan, Australia, and many more countries, we have to deal with these idiots, but can we actually do something than just point a fist in that direction? No, we cannot. And that is wrong, wrong, wrong. Some countries need to be educated and then forced to go along with what is best for our oceans. It can't be that some ignorant bloc like the Prime Minister of Western Australia, Burnett, can decide how many sharks should be killed because he feels that he would make beaches safer that way. That is not just an ignorant approach, it's plain stupid. But even so, we know that just his expertise on the issue is worth nothing. You see what happened? They did it anyway and killed sharks in the hundreds. Just because one ego-driven politician who does not have the brain power to understand what would be best for their beaches, who has the power to just go ahead and single-handedly destroy the natural balance, does not mean we have to accept it. No, we should be able to get together, and I mean here countries who have ocean access and partnerships with Western Australia, should get together and make them suffer, meaning putting an embargo on them. And it has to financially hurt. That seems to be the only value they understand. Our oceans are a fragile system and is more and more brought to the tipping point. And it is this very tipping point that should scare every sane person. But you know what? We shouldn't have to paint a picture of what will happen should we fail. No, we all should be mature enough to understand the problems and look for solutions right away. A few generations from now, we'll look back and wonder how stupid humanity could have been back in the early 2000s and just shake their heads because it is them who have to suffer because of our criminal politicians, greedy fishermen, and people who did not care enough to get off their chairs and do something. It is the something that I address here. People have ideas, people want to help, people want to have a chance, but as usual, the government has the saying. People in the government are elected through us, so we should be able to get these people removed should they not act in the best interest of the common people. But they should not just be removed and an appanage be paid to them. No, they should be thrown into jail for their actions. And I mean here, any action that was not in the best interest of nature and well-being of humans. Can you imagine how people like the Premier Barnett would rethink his decisions if he knew that his acts against nature would give him 10 years behind bars or so? I think that someone would be very, very careful in how to decide. Okay, some food for thought, and I hope you enjoyed it. And that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.